I preached at all the masses this weekend because we're talking about stewardship. And this will be the fifth homily that I'm giving because none of the others were the same. And I have to tell you honestly that I'm always challenged by preaching to the students. Because you might have noticed I'm a little older than the rest of you. Anybody notice that? It's true. And so I come from a different place and a different experience. And so when we talk about stewardship, what we're really talking about is commitment. And as I was thinking about trying to share that information with you tonight, one of the things that dawned on me is that when you come to the university, you commit to all sorts of things just by showing up. You commit to the university that you're going to either pay your bills or fulfill the requirements of the scholarships that you're here for. You commit to attending the classes and you commit to doing the assignments that you've been given. You commit to sororities or fraternities or to athletic teams. You commit to your friends. When you come to the Newman Center, you sometimes commit to Bible studies, to retreats, to mission trips, to different events that require your presence. So it's not about being afraid to commit. That's not the issue. You commit to God by being here as part of the faith community. And one of the things that I've been talking about to the rest of our community is how we commit our minds and our bodies and our hearts to Jesus Christ. You've heard me talk about priest, prophet, and king, and I'm not so sure that priest, prophet, and king are not connected to mind, body, and heart, that it's all one package. I would suggest to you that our bodies commit to ruler, to being king, to being actively engaged in making decisions about how things unfold. I would offer to you that prophet is about our minds because prophet is about speaking the truth in good times and bad to people who are listening and to people who are not. And I'll offer to you that in our priest role, we come from our hearts. Because that's how we love God. And as priests, when we stand between the world and God and offer our prayers and our thoughts and our ministries and our hopes, we do it through our hearts. So, it's all one package. Priest, prophet, and king, body, mind, and heart. And so what we're talking about tonight is an opportunity that we haven't done before necessarily with our students because we're asking you to discern how you want to commit to becoming more fully involved in this community through our ministries, through our studies, through our liturgies, and yes, financially. Those are the challenges that I place before you tonight. Some of you may have gotten in your emails a pledge card and a brochure and had a time to look at them. That's great. I'm glad that that opportunity presented itself. But I want you to seriously think about this. The Newman Center was created and supports students. That's why we're here. I'm in my 14th year on campus, and I love it. But it's a challenge because I come from a different place, and I face different challenges, and I see God differently. I would offer to you that it's the same God. It's the God that I love and have committed my life to. and will continue to do so, because that's where I feel called. So I'd ask you to seriously spend some time in the next few minutes either taking your card or getting one from the edge of the pews or raising your hand and saying, "Get me a card," and think about it. How do I want to be committed to this faith community of which I am a part? Do I want to be involved in ministries, of which there are plenty? Do I want to be involved in liturgy? Do I want to be involved in study, looking to find wisdom and hope, holiness, because we can find holiness in our studies? And how can I do it financially? Thank you to our financial people. Venmo, is it Venmo? Is that how we pronounce it? See, I don't even know. That's the challenge. It's not because you're afraid to commit. My question is, what are you willing to commit to? And what are you willing to commit for? That's the question I want you to think about for a little while. So, who needs a card? Does everybody have one? If you need one, raise your hand or send them down from the end of the aisle. If you send a card, send a pencil, because otherwise they won't know what to do with them.